Kelly, if you would, first of all, for me, tell me about yourself, what you do for a living and for a lifestyle.
We'll start out with what I do for a living, and that is that I work in the marketing communications area in a metropolitan area, but I live 44 miles away from my office, and so commuting over 80 miles round trip each day. My husband and I and my son live on 10 acres outside of a community of 100,000 people, and we have our two horses on that place. I'm working to hopefully actively show them again someday.
Well, here at the Country Living Outlook Conference, you are part of a panel of people who are living the country life. Tell me what kind of message you had for the audience that was here today.
I think the most important message that manufacturers and people who operate in this industry is that we very much separate our work and our personal lives, and you know, there's always something to do out there where we live at, whether it's cleaning a horse stall for us or working up a new garden or building fence or something along that. But yet at the same time, knowing how to do those things accurately and knowing where to go to get the information and the supplies to be able to do them can sometimes be pretty difficult. And so I think it was a great exchange of information on all behalfs in learning about you know, types of things that people are working on to try and make that a little bit easier for us.
What kinds of questions did you get from the people that are attending the conference here?
We were asking numerous things. Some happened to do with the types of research that we did, how we went about doing that, how we purchased items, where we purchased those items at, and what decisions went into making where we purchased things at. We also asked a lot about our mail and what we read and what we don't read and why or we may not do that. So just a huge exchange of information, I think, in trying to find out a little bit more about us. Mm-hmm. But I also think it was a good opportunity for us to hear what people are thinking about and hoping that we'll see some of those in our mailbox or in our magazine rack sometime soon.
Well, and it directly affects what we do, so I was interested to hear when it came to internet access. You said, as I recall, that where you are living, you don't have high-speed internet access. That doesn't mean you don't use it, though, right?
Absolutely, that doesn't mean I don't use it. We cannot get high-speed internet access at our house. Mm-hmm. However, my husband and I both use internet actively at work, but then also due to my business, I'm able to plug in via a broadband card. But as far as making it easy for us to get internet, it's not possible. And so, if we need to do some research or something, we have to find times other than when we might be sitting at home thinking about it.
Yeah. So when it comes to living the country life and the country lifestyle, for people who want to market to that audience, and I think everybody is agreeing that it's pretty diverse in every way you can imagine. Are there any suggestions or ideas that you would propose that should be kept in mind for companies that want to do that?
I think so. I think one thing that I've seen gap-wise that could definitely be looked at to be filled is training employees. And that is so many times in the ag sector, we have employees who are trained to talk to big row crop farmers. And I'm absolutely not interested in that at all. I want equipment that I can manage myself. And that includes not just a tractor that my husband can drive, but when we bought our tractor, I test drove it as well. And that's very important that, you know, both of us can be able to work the machinery because we do work away from the home. There's limited times when, there are times when we both have to be able to do it on our own. And so I think training employees is so key. And even in the retail outlets where we go to purchase some of our products, having those people understand what the products or what the services are that are offered, that's a gap as well that I see could really be worked on. For instance, I will go into my farm supply store and I'll tell them a specific type of product or animal health product I might need for my horse because I know what it needs to get done, but they don't know where to tell me what. They know they can tell me where to look for it at, but they can't tell me anything about them. And I really need that type of assistance and information.
Well, thank you very much, Kelly. We're here at the Country Living Outlook Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.